As you can tell from listening to the following s waves broadcasts, you can tell that Yurik is very, very popular on Anchors. Yes, they're talking about me. They don't even know that I know. Listen to this. I am topic of conversation. Yeah. Hello, Miss Mara, this is Yurik, life coach. Thank you so much for favoriting and applauding and echoing or whatever you did. You're number one. You're number one. You're number one. You're number one. I saw that at football game. Very funny. And then they did wave. Woo, woo, with people standing, sitting, standing, sitting. Very amazing. My friend Ray brought me there. Okay. Have a wonderful weekend due to playing with yourself or whatever you like to do. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. This is public service announcement. This is public service announcement. Listen to this next message. It could mean a life or death situation for your life. Okay, goodbye. Listen to it now.
Hello, Yurik, and thank you so much for calling in. You were asking about what plants we shouldn't be eating that we think are healthy, and those things are peanuts, cashews, raw beans, chia seeds, the peels and seeds of tomatoes, and the peels and seeds of peppers. And we also can't eat fruit any other time except for the summer. And the reasons are crazy. One, all those things you can't eat, those are because of lectins. Lectins are the plant's defense system, and they basically want to kill you because the seeds are like the baby plants, and they're not meant to be eaten. Like if you eat a kidney bean, four kidney beans, raw kidney beans, will kill a human being because of the lectins. We can't eat fruit in the winter, fall, or spring because fruit makes us gain weight for the winter. So if you really want to be healthy, you should only eat the things that are in season. But thank you so much for calling in, and I love to hear you more because I love your voice, man. Thank you and goodbye.
Ava, I for one thank you very much for telling me the poisonous fruits and tomatoes and beans that I should not be eating because I do not want to die. Oh, no. It's surprising that I am not dead yet because I have done all these things so many times. What am I going to do? Well, what's done is done. From now on, I follow rules of lectins in not eating beans and nuts in the fruit during winter. Because I am life coach and I need to stay healthy for my characters and my clients and my wife. So, okay, thank you. Good luck. Have a good weekend playing outside or with yourself or whatever you like to do. And you have a very good voice yourself. I'm loving your voice. It is very powerful, very female and very sexy. And I am liking you. Okay, thank you. Goodbye, good luck. Goodbye. This is very beautiful song by the most beautiful woman in Lululand, Australia. She is so beautiful. And she's talking about letting pussy flapping in wind. It is a very good song. Hope you enjoy. The following is an example of a person who will never like my station in the history of the universe ever. Hello, everybody. It's Saturday morning. I had a little rough time last night coaching someone till very late hours. They needed special types of coaching. I cannot mention on radio. But here we have a call from Olga, my favorite client, as you say, client. And you can tell that, you know, she's having attachments. And so, here you go.
Hello, Yurik. You know, when you hear this music, it's Olga. Darling, I'm listening to your station, and so many women are calling in, Yurik. Please be telling me you've been good boy for Olga. Yurik, you promised a special place on trampoline just for Olga. It's okay, don't have to give Russian vodka for me. I bring my own cigarettes. But I'm feeling a little bit jealous, Yurik. So many ladies, please be careful. You don't want Olga angry. You don't like her when she's angry.
Hello, Olga, my most sweetie pie. My sweetie pie-est of all my sweetie pies. You are a special place in Yurik's heart of Yurik. My trampoline. There is area on trampoline that fits your beautiful body most perfectly. Nothing ever touches this on trampoline, except my blow-up doll that looks just like you. And when I put her there, I'm thinking of you. Only you, nobody but you, Ogle darling. Because you are my most favorited client or person of interest, or whatever you want to call it, because Olga, you are the shmolga. I just made that up. Olga is the shmolga. I don't know what it means, but it sounds hot, no? And Olga, don't ever forget that Yurik is your sugar daddy. You are one, Olga. And don't forget you owe me $110, okay? But anyway, you have wonderful Australian Day. I hope you get to play with some marsupials of various sorts and types. And that you have, I don't know, some Vegemite sandwiches. Oh, last night was difficult for you, Ricky. It was a hard night of working. And I'm coughing now because... Well, we won't go into that. So, Olga, baby, don't be worried about these other women. They mean nothing to me. Well, they don't mean nothing, but they mean less nothing than you mean to me, Olga. Okay? Mwah, mwah, mwah. I saw that. I think I saw that in grocery store. There was two ladies at the counter, they seem to be friends, and then when the other one says goodbye, she goes, mwah, mwah. I thought this was funny, so I do this to you. Mwah, Olga, mwah. Okay, Olga. Goodbye, this is Yurik, and he is full of lovings, and he is full of so much life coaching emanating from all parts of holes and body. Okay, goodbye, good luck. And keep your pants on. All right, goodbye.
Oh my God, this is crazy. Ever since I announced my new stations, oh, I am so busy now, I can't even go take a poop. I go to Pete's Coffee. People already know me from Anchor, saying, are you the Yurik that I've heard of, the great life coach? I say, yes, this is me. And they are flabbergasted. Oh, I love this word, flabbergasted. I learned it on the television, on the, what is it called? The Third Rock from Sun television program with Cranston Bryan of Funny Actor Man. Kevin, I think his name is, or Uniquely, I'm not sure. His first name, I think, is Uniquely, although I've heard Kevin. It's very confusing, but if his mother named him Uniquely, he is already way behind in problems because this will be a strange name, I think, in the United States, unless maybe I am mistaken. But anyway, Kevin has a question here. Easy for me to answer, so easy. Here you go, listen, and then I will provide wisdom for Mr. Uniquely.
Yurik, I am so glad that you finally got your own anchor station here. I've been waiting for this. Seriously, you were using Ray's phone for so long, and you know what? Just between you and me, I think he was getting kind of ticked. And I think the sooner you can move off of his trampoline, the better. But, you know, I'm so glad that you've got your own station because I really need a life coach. Seriously, I'm a marriage and family therapist. I'm a psychotherapist myself. But you know what? Even psychotherapists need life coaches sometimes, you know? And here's the thing that I need right now. If you can help me on this, I would really appreciate it. And, you know, and I want you to do this for free just over Anchor because really, you know, I don't want to pay you right now. But if this works, okay. You know, how do I get more people to listen to my Anchor station? I want more fans.
Ah, Mr. Common! Very glad for you have been calling me. Or is it Dr. Common? You are Dr. Common? Is this Common last name? A very weird last name, Common. But that's all right. Yes, psychotherapists need life coaches. Yes, you know why? Because they are psycho! That's why they call them psychotherapists. Oh, good. Anyway, I don't work on it. I think you want more listeners, you say. Okay, this is very simple. Very simple answer to very simple question. Here is what you must do. Always when talking on phone or tablet or whatever, or computer or whatever on the anchor, make sure you're standing with a good erection. Good erection. And straight up. Then always have high energy and voices. And this is weird to some people, but it works. You drop your pants. You just drop your pants, and it gives you a really good manly feeling. And this feeling goes into phone, and peoples who listen go, ah, what is this? I am feeling excitement between my groins. And then they subscribing to you, and every morning they look, they look for Mr. Dr. Common because they think, maybe I have more excitement on my groins, like yesterday. See? So standing with erection and lots of feelings, this is how you will do it. If you need more help on this, I will give you another free session. Because I love you, Dr. Common. I don't know you, but I love you. I heard that on commercial on television. Yes. Yes, I will be off trampoline soon. I'm praying. I'm praying so much. Okay, Dr. Common. I will talk to you soon. And thank you very much for your time. And until next time, this is Yurik. And hit me up. At YurikLifeCoach.com. I am on street. There is noise. Ah, shit. Almost got hit by... crazy baby. Okay, bye. Hello, everybody. This is Yurik, and I need to give you my life coaching tip for the day. All right, this is to do with being robbed by a robber on street. This is a very traumatic experience for all people. Now, here's what you do. The first thing is you get two plastic bags. This must be double wrapped plastic. And you go get some yak shit or some cow shit or cat shit. The best is skunk shit, if you can find it, because it smells like shit and also has smell of skunk. All right, when robber come up to you and say, stick him up, I take all your money, or whatever, you grab very carefully small bag of shit, and you smell it really good. And if it does not make you gag, then you take small licking of the shit, and you will be puking, projectile vomiting everywhere. Now, you have to make sure that you vomit on robber, all over his body, head, toe, feet, legs, face. Then you take out your money and you vomit on the money. You make big throw up on money. And then robber does not want you anymore, does not want money. So you go home and you take a bath or jump in lake or whatever you have, clean off, sit down, watch some television, pour yourself a vodka, and you're fine after this point. See? Now I want you to listen to me, because this is good practical life coaching. It is not all of this, oh, you can be what you want to be, you can do whatever you want to do, you know. Can you suck piano in nose? No, you cannot do this. Can you jump on trampoline to moon? No, of course not. This is all bullshit. I am Joe Schmo, life coach. I bring you to level of Joe Schmo. That's it. It's good enough, believe me. The rest of it is too much pressure being celebrity or super successful person who everyone knows, because I am one. It is difficult. Okay, that is my life coaching tip for the day. And until next time, keep your pants on. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Yurik. I just have a question for all of you out there, because you are all so smart and intelligent and smart and so groovy and smart. I heard someone saying this. I was at Safeway's buying some foods, and I heard someone saying that they ate crow. They ate crow. So I thought, huh? They sell crow for eating. Maybe it's Safeway. They have crow, because I would like to try this American delicacy. So I ask the working person at Safeway, I say, which aisle can I find crow for eating? In person just looked at me like I was Cyclops or Bigfoot. Strange looking at me. Why is this? I heard people talking about crow eating, and I would like to try it. So where can I get this crow to eat? Do you take feathers off, or do they do it for you before you purchase crow? Please help me. It is something I need to know for life coaching, in case it is something that a person wants help with. Okay, thank you. This is Yurik. Keep your pants on. Goodbye.